Con la fine del 2020 e proprio nel vivo di un anno pandemico che stava cambiando il mondo, si è concluso anche il primo quinquennio di premio Imago Nirmia, spostamento variabile.
Im Jahr 2020 wurde die Welt durch die Pandemie verändert. Und in diesem Jahr endete auch das fünf Jahre anberaumte Projekt Imago Nirmia Award Variable Displacement. Ein künstlerisches und redaktionelles Residency-Projekt, das von der Vereinigung Imago Nirmia konzipiert und unterstützt wurde. Imago Nirmia entstand in Erinnerung an die Kuratorin und Kulturwissenschaftlerin Elena Mantoni, die wir in den Jahren ihrer akademischen Ausbildung an der Akademie der Schönen Künste in Mailand, NABA, kennengelernt haben. Die 1986 in Treviso geborene Elena starb 2014 in Berlin, zu jung, zu früh. Im Schmerz über ihren Verlust hat Elenas Familie schon damals die Möglichkeit einer Schenkung erwogen. Die Familie Mantoni hat es durch die Finanzierung dieses fünfjährigen Kunstresidency- und Publikationsprojekts möglich gemacht, die Entwicklung von Lebensweisen, ihren Bedeutungen und Vernetzungen sowie der Nachhaltigkeit für die kollektive Wahrnehmung zu erforschen und in der öffentlichen Aufmerksamkeit zu verankern. Fünf Jahre sind eine ausreichende Zeitspanne, um Wege zu vertiefen und beständige Spuren zu hinterlassen. In diesem Zeitraum hat sich der Imago Nirmia Award in der zeitgenössischen und alternativen Kunstszene positioniert. Nicht zuletzt dank des Vertrauens, mit dem wir arbeiten konnten, und auch dank eines Netzwerkes internationaler Kooperationen, die mittlerweile zu strukturellen Bestandteilen dieses Projektes geworden sind. So nahm der Imago Nirmia Award allmählich auch als kollektive Aktion Gestalt an. In diesen fünf Jahren hat Imago Nirmia eine Reihe von Experimenten und Recherchen unterstützt, die darauf abzielen, verschiedene Varianten von künstlerischen Sprachen und Formaten zu erforschen. Ein Weg, der von Anfang an von dem Wunsch getragen war, die poetischen und politischen Aspekte von Räumen und Orten neu zu gestalten, von der Notwendigkeit und dem Willen, die Landschaft in ihrer Bedeutung als beziehungsreicher Lebensraum zwischen den Arten neu zu denken, mit dem Ziel, die Ideen der Avantgarden im zeitgenössischen künstlerischen Handeln zu beleuchten. Während wir noch mitten in der pandemischen Krise stecken, sind wir uns dessen bewusst, dass wir uns mit neuen Dringlichkeiten auseinandersetzen müssen, einschließlich der Suche nach einer Sprache, die in der Lage ist, noch weitgehend unbekannte Strategien, Vorgehensweisen und kulturelle Praktiken zu verstehen, anstatt sie zu erklären. Kunst und Kultur sind der finanziellen Vorherrschaft der Gesundheitskrise unterworfen. In bestimmten offiziellen Darstellungen gelten Orte der Kunst und Kultur als gefährliche Orte für die Ansteckung mit der Krankheit. Im Herzen dieser gemeinsamen Zerbrechlichkeit glauben wir jedoch an Kunst und Kultur als Plattformen für die Verbreitung von Achtsamkeit und Sorgsamkeit. Deshalb arbeiten wir daran, die Arbeit der letzten fünf Jahre in ein Vermächtnis und eine Fallstudie zu verwandeln, um Imago Nirmia als Forschungszentrum für Kunst, Verlagswesen und offene Pflege neu zu denken und zu etablieren. Doch zurück zum Preis und seiner jüngsten Ausgabe. Der Gewinner der fünften Ausgabe des Imago Nirmia Variable Displacement Awards war die Gruppe Blauer Hase. Also Riccardo Ciacconi, Mario Ciamaritario, Daniele Soeco und Giulia Marucchio mit ihrem Projekt Helico Trema. Wir sind besonders glücklich über das abgeschlossene Projekt, das sich zufällig, da das Pandemiephänomen damals unvorhersehbar und allen unbekannt war, als richtig für die Zeit der Krise erwiesen hat. Das Helico-Trema-Projekt war in der Lage, mit den Begriffen Nähe und Distanz, Hören und Übertragung, Individuum und Gemeinschaft umzugehen. Mit der Idee vor Ort als körperliche Erfahrung und Klangräumlichkeit als variables und neu interpretierbares Thema. Lassen wir Blauer Hase erklären, was Helicotrema ist. Können Sie uns näher beschreiben, was Helicotrema ist und ausmacht? Und wie kam es zu der Zusammenarbeit zwischen den Mitgliedern von Blauer Hase? Also Riccardo Ciacconi, Mario Charmitaro, Daniele Soico mit Giulia Morucchio. Und entstand Helicotrema als Projekt des Kollektivs oder wurde das Kollektiv für das Projekt gegründet?
Helicotrema is a non-profit festival started in 2012 that presents a program of very heterogeneous recorded audio pieces by international artists. The aim of the festival is to investigate the possibilities of an environment and a form of collective listening, as happened in the first decades of radio broadcasting. The festival is structured in a series of listening sessions in which the audience is invited to immerse itself in listening to these very different compositions. In a way, our first inspiration was that of a screenless film festival, with nothing to see but only something to hear. Over the years, the festival has been hosted in very different places, collaborating from time to time with contemporary art, theater, and music venues, always trying to investigate how sound works, environment, and audience can merge, dialogue together. As I said before, the first edition of the festival took place in 2012, but Blauer Hase and I met a few years before, around 2010-2011, as we were studying together in Venice in the Faculty of Arts and Design. So our background is actually linked to visual arts. At the time the festival was born, I was working as a curator within a cultural association called Microclima in Venice, which was organizing a public program at the Serra dei Giardini. For those who are familiar with Venice, is a very beautiful greenhouse close to the Giardini della Biennale. And I invited Blauer Hase, which was working as an artist collective since 2007, to propose a project for that context. They firstly thought about doing a theater festival, but then the idea moved to a recorded audio festival that presented recorded audio pieces only, with no visual input for the public and nothing happening live. So the answer to your question is yes, Helicotrema is a collective project and the original idea behind it is by Blauer Hase. The first piece we are gonna listen is by American artist David Bernstein and it's entitled Pack Rat. We firstly presented this work in 2015 during the third edition of the festival, which took place in Florence, Venice, and Bologna. Pack Rat is a podcast that collects a series of short stories in which the main character is the artist's father, the pack rat. Playing with the language and what we think we see, this podcast tries to approach artwork as a place for humorous imagination. We will now listen to one of the episodes of the podcast. Enjoy!
I would like to tell you a story. It's about my father and all the things that he collects. My father is a pack rat, a hamster, a hoarder, or as he likes to say, prepared, because you never know what the future might bring, so he makes sure to never throw anything away which could be useful. When you go to visit his house, you will find piles and piles of paper, skyscrapers of junk mail, brochures from every touristic information station, all there, just in case the world runs out of paper. My father loves to buy things when he has a good reason. His good reasons are often more important than the things themselves, but that's why he has many shelves, lots of storage space for more good reasons. Take, for example, these slippers. This image is a close-up view of the heel to show you how each slipper has a different inner soul. He purchased these while at Carnival in Venice, Italy. He was in such a jolly mood with the exuberant atmosphere and couldn't resist to have one slipper of every possible color. My mother tried to protest. "Honey, why don't you just buy one pair with the same color?" But my father is stubborn and poetic. He wanted to reflect the complexity of his inner soul. Now the shoe salesman doesn't normally sell one slipper without the matching pair. But for my father, he decided to make a special exception because he could see the genuine conceptual art of his absurdist desire. My father has never worn these slippers. They sit in a box under his bed, awaiting the perfect day for a festive spirit. I can only imagine the day when he finally puts them on, stands on top of his bed, and shouts at the top of his lungs, "I feel ridiculous and I love it!"
Assumere alcuni spazi come centro di attenzione significa aprire un'interrogazione ulteriore intorno ai medesimi.
Wenn man Räume in den Mittelpunkt rückt, stellen sich Fragen nach ihrer Nutzung und vielleicht auch nach neuen und anderen Ritualen sowie Strategien. Sie vergleichen ihre Erfahrungen, die sie im Projekt Helicodrema gemacht haben, oft mit dem Radio hören, als das Medium noch neu war. Wenn man diese Gegenüberstellung in die Gegenwart überträgt, ist es unvermeidlich, an viele Dynamiken der Geschichte, der Gesellschaft, der Technologie und der Nutzung des Radios als Informations- und Bildungssystem, als eine Alternative zu denken. Welche Formate und Denkweisen wendet Helicodrema an? Und werden diese jeweils von den räumlichen Möglichkeiten des Festivals beeinflusst und verändert?
So, from the beginning, we decided that the festival Helicodrema would present works of audio storytelling. So somehow works that included a narrative aspect. We always say that without being aware of it, our festival, our way of selecting works for the festival, dealt with an interdisciplinary field. So something between radio, literature, music, theater, poetry, journalism, politics, and contemporary art, which is the field from which we come. Yes, we still say that the territory that Helicodrema studies is an area that is yet to be defined historically and theoretically. We began to explore it, and we call it campo misto, so a mixed field. When we began to explore it, we didn't have a specific knowledge of the route we wanted to take, or if you want, the navigation tools. But we knew that we had some polar stars with whom we were lucky enough to establish a dialogue from the beginning. For example, Hildegard Westerkamp. We contacted her and she decided to accept our invitation from the very first edition of the festival. But in general, this festival really brought together works by different authors from many different fields. So, for example, radio dramas and radio documentaries, which were presented alongside works of field recording. But we also presented poems alongside works of musical research. Audio works from the contemporary art context have been presented together with pieces by writers, for example. But we also invited authors who work in theater and performing arts, alongside also authors who work with moving images. And of course, when we look back at this hybrid territory that we've been attempting to explore, we know that it has been crossed by pioneering figures who have contributed to the history of audio storytelling coming from different ambits. And of course, we know that Antonin Artaud and Samuel Beckett are really important references for us, together with figures like Daphne Oram, Delia Derbyshire, Joe Frank, but also from the visual arts, figures like Bruce Nauman and Chris Burton. But probably the key, one of the key references from the beginning was the Solitude Trilogy, so this suite of radio documentaries that a Canadian pianist Glenn Gould produced from 1967 to 1977. And now we're going to listen to a piece that we presented in the last edition of the festival. It's called Marchetti Running, and it's a piece by Lily M. Rampr. It is a piece inspired by another piece, Running, by Walter Marchetti, an Italian composer who co-founded the avant-garde group Zai, influenced by John Cage and Fluxus.
Running, running, and running, and screaming running, and screaming without running, and screaming without interruption. Running and screaming without interruption. Running and screaming without interruption, without running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing, running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any call, running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any call, running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any call, without running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any call, without responding, running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any call, without always responding, running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any call, without always responding, yes, running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any call, without always responding, yes, running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any call, without always responding, yes, without running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any call, without always responding, yes, without maintaining running and screaming without interruption. Without rushing to any call, without responding always yes, without always maintaining running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same speed running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same speed running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same speed running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same speed, this running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same speed, this is running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same speed, running, running and running and screaming and running and screaming without running and screaming without interruption, running and screaming without interruption, running and screaming without interruption, without running and screaming, without interruption, without rushing, running and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to running and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to any running and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to any call, running and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to any call, running and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to any call, without running and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to any call, without responding, running and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding, running and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding, yes. And running and screaming and without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without maintaining running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without responding always yes, without always maintaining running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always running yes, without always maintaining the same speed running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always running yes, without always maintaining the same speed running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always running yes, without always maintaining the same speed running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always running yes, without always maintaining the same speed this running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always running without always maintaining the same speed this running and screaming, running without interruption, without rushing to any call, always responding running, yes, without always maintaining the same speed. It was running, running, and running, and screaming, and running, and screaming, without running, and screaming, without interruption, running, and screaming, without interruption, running, and screaming, without interruption, without running, and screaming, without interruption, without rushing, running, and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to running, and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to any running, and screaming, without interruption, without rushing to any call. Running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without responding, running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without responding, running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding, yes, and running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding, yes, running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without yes, responding, without running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without maintaining running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without responding always yes, without always maintaining running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always running yes, without always maintaining the same running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same speed running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same speed running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always running yes, without always maintaining the same speed running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always running yes, without always maintaining the same speed as running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always responding yes, without always maintaining the same speed as running and screaming without interruption, without rushing to any call, without always running yes, without always maintaining the same speed.
Torniamo alla questione dello spazio e dei luoghi.
Kehren wir zur Frage nach den Räumen und den Orten zurück. Helikotrema ist ein Wanderfestival, das jedes Mal an verschiedenen Orten stattfindet und daher, wie wir schon erwähnt haben, die jeweiligen Räume an Ort und Stelle benutzt und umgestaltet. Können Sie einige der Festivalorte der letzten Jahre nennen und können Sie uns erzählen, wie das Verhältnis zwischen Raum und Klang war? Und wie gehen Sie mit dem Potenzial und den Grenzen des ausgewählten Raumes um? Welche Beziehung besteht zwischen den ökologischen und den akustischen Eigenschaften dieses Ortes sowie den vorgeschlagenen Inhalten?
In 2014 in Milan, in the session called Cosmic Background Radiation, held in the Fonderia Artistica Battaglia, the sound of the foundry and the furnaces in operation dialogue with the session we had created. For example, in Hildegard Westerkamp's Sensitive Chaos, that extremely deep sound from the foundry, barely audible to the ears but perceivable as a bodily vibration, was joined by the sound of water and air in movement. And from this movement, another space was described, as well as the effect that everything produced on matter. There were submerged caves, waterfall, mountains, and this kind of landscape. And these are just some of the sonic images that were diffused in that particular moment inside the foundry. And with the work called Seven Planet Juno 6 by Matteo Nasini, as Kepler had already conceived, the star and constellation were arranged in a musical score and played by an analog synthesizer, in a constant counterpoint with that background vibration produced by the foundry itself. Another example, in 2015 in Florence, Helicotrema involved the Arcetri Astrophysical Observatory, the English Cemetery, and other spaces. In the session called I Trasparenti at the English Cemetery, the experience was presented to the public through an MP3 player and a pair of headphones. The listening session took place in a free form through headphones, with the possibility of visiting the monumental cemetery and moving around following the path one preferred in a real and complete exploration. Then, with the session held in the observatory, the audience was around a giant telescope in the middle of a beautiful dome. This dome was able to open and rotate on itself, favoring the orientation in the vision of the celestial bodies. And this mobile element was used in relation to particular moments during the listening session. We really could point our gaze to the stars. The programming of the pieces was conceived precisely as a look beyond the sky, as in the work of Anea Lockwood, whose recording took the underwater sound of a sea whale dialoguing with the radiation emitted by Saturn. And then, in 2013 in Rome, the dialogue that took place between sound and space in Studio 3 at the Auditorium Parco della Musica was also an inspiration. We had our listening session in a room dedicated to orchestra rehearsal. No windows, wooden floor, walls made of movable wood to process sound frequencies. In that session, which took place in total darkness, we worked mainly on pieces that questioned the sound form between noise and silence. For example, with pieces by Florian Hecker and Jerome Joy. Somehow was a bodily experience of a lucid dream.
E l'Icotrema si presenta come un festival dedicato all'ascolto collettivo e alla narrazione sonora.
Helicotrema präsentiert sich als ein Festival, das sich dem kollektiven Hören und dem Audio-Storytelling widmet. In der Zwischenzeit wird eine Vielzahl von Formaten und akustischen Ereignissen unter dem Begriff Sound zusammengefasst. An was für Arten von Stücken ist Helicotrema interessiert und welche werden präsentiert?
So the first idea was, let's organize a festival without images. So from the first edition, we tried to bring an audience together to share a space and a time dedicated to listening. We were interested in setting up an experience of non-performative sound works. So a sound source without live interventions. And from the very beginning of the festival, we found ourselves organizing listening sessions in different contexts and in different cities. We organized editions of Helicotrema in, for example, a greenhouse, a munitions depot, an astronomical observatory, a boat, a foundry, so in many, many different contexts. An inspiration from the beginning was the early decades of radio broadcasting. So it was the moment in which people would gather together around a radio receiver and listened to stories. And yes, we chose to experiment different forms of collective listening. Another metaphor that we use is a sort of film festival without images, sort of cinema for the ears. We don't give the audience any visual input, just something to listen to. And always being well aware that if vision is an immediate act, listening requires concentration and attention. And in this sense, we were inspired by Pauline Olivero's experiences of deep listening and the concept of deep listening in general.
Un altro punto che mi pare molto importante nel vostro progetto è la relazione tra presenza e assenza.
Ein weiterer Punkt, den ich in Ihrem Projekt für sehr wichtig halte, ist die Beziehung zwischen An- und Abwesenheit. Das Publikum ist anwesend, aber der Klang ist aufgezeichnet, also abwesend, nicht live vor Ort. Ausgehend von dem, was wir vorher gesagt haben über Ritualität, würde mich interessieren, ob die Hörbeziehung auch eine suggestive Übung ist, also eine Verbindung zwischen körperlichem und nichtkörperlichem, sowie zwischen verschiedenen Bewusstseinszuständen.
I think your question really puts pressure on a point that Helicotrema discovered incidentally, but it was a good discovery. When we designed, back in 2012, the format of this audio listening festival, we were thinking of all the different things to take into account. So, for example, the length of the audio files, how to introduce the different contribution by the different artists. But there was something that we were not expecting, and that was that kind of invisible body that creates a very strong bond between all the listeners during a listening session of Helicotrema. I would like to describe it as precisely as possible. So when we looked at the people that were listening during the very first listening session of Helicotrema, we immediately realized that something was over them, kind of invisible force that was over all these bodies spreaded in the space, all together in a space. Probably it's close, it's something that is very close to what is a sleeping concert. In a way, people look as much relaxed as what you would meet inside the sleeping concert. So people really abandon themselves to sound. Yet still, in Helicotrema, there is always a kind of a double movement where people try to give all their bodies to sound while also having a concrete concentration on this process. So it's really something that is corporeal and incorporeal. It's something that is an invisible quality that change all the nature of the audio pieces. Because while listening together, you really change the way you listen to the things, because you hear people next to you. You feel their presence. You really want to be a kind of common body, a common listening body. The next audio piece that we are now going to listen is by Federico Chiari and is titled Ultra. Ultra is the result of several recording sessions in many stadiums across Italy. This sound have been digitally shaped into a sound texture and arranged into a dramatical sequence. The result is an unsettling explicitation of the character of the masses, gathered and constrained in the spectacular space of the stadium. We hosted this audio piece both in 2017 and in 2020, where we played inside the athletic stadium of Modena, La Fratellanza.
Thank you.
È di questi giorni l'uscita di Index Helicotrema.
In diesen Tagen wird der Index Helicotrema veröffentlicht. Er ist ein Künstlerbuch, bestehend aus einer Papierbroschüre und einer Flexidisc mit einer circa vierminütigen Audioarbeit, die der Künstler Markus Lütjens bei der Ausgabe Helicotrema 9 im Jahr 2020 präsentierte. Welche Bedeutung hat Ihr erstes eigenes Verlagsprojekt für Sie?
Working for the 10th edition of Helicotrema, it was very important to bring out this publication. It was also a way of archiving past experiences and seeing everything together, such as all the different declination that Helicotrema has had over all these years and the dialogues established with spaces. It was also a way to place the foundation for what will come next. This last collaboration with Markus Lütjens was the result of a very articulated experience and previous collaboration. We were really excited about this amazing possibility. Following projects such as the hypnotic show with Raimundas Malazauskas and his practice of hypnotic induction, we thought we should commission a piece from Lütjens that would evoke a Helicotrema session. We were trying to create a listening session where, through an hypnotic induction, we could short-circuit that same listening session in a sort of mise en abyme. If normally in hypnosis it is possible to transport the mind somewhere else, in this particular piece we want to emphasize that specific listening session that was taking place inside an athletic stadium on the track of the athletic fields La Fratellanza 1874 in Modena, next to the pole vault. Lütjens, with his piece entitled Vault, wanted to create a parallel path to the listening situation in a very smart way. For those who were in the stadium and participated in that moment that had an experience, and for the others who will hear the piece later in another time and another place, just as will happen soon. Two different but equally powerful experiences. In fact, we will now listen to this piece in a way of listening that still become even different, because the piece will be broadcast and will take the listener once again in that athletic field, to that very tartan track, evoking the listening session, but at the same time generating a new one. Lütjens' work is entitled Vault. It is important to start from the word itself, vault, which refers to pole vaulting, but also to the architectural elements such as the vault of a church, for example, to the vault as an element to protect goods, to our skull as a protective vault for our minds, thoughts, maybe our soul, and finally to the Helicotrema itself, the last element of our inner ear, the final section of the labyrinth, a spiral-shaped hole.
Index, questo progetto editoriale, si presenta come un opuscolo di istruzioni per l'uso.
Index Helicotrema präsentiert sich als eine Broschüre mit Gebrauchsanweisungen und enthält eine Art Fibel, eine Abfolge von Schlüsselwörtern, die in Themen einführen, die ihrem künstlerischen Weg zugrunde liegen. Lassen Sie mich einige nennen: Haltung, Wiederbelebung, Gegenüberstellung. Alle Begriffe, aber einige mehr als andere, machen den Kopf frei für eine affektive Strategie, die ihre gesamte Erfahrung als Spielraum von verschiedenen Kräften behandelt. Das geht so weit, dass das Begleitheft das sprachliche Mittel der Gebrauchsanweisung nutzt, um ein umfassendes Selbstporträt zu erstellen. In diesem künstlerischen Selbstporträt ermöglicht Helicotrema eine Reflexion darüber, was ein Festival ist, was ein Genre ist, was ein Raum ist, etc. Man hat den Eindruck, dass das redaktionelle Projekt in seiner Aufteilung zwischen den beiden Objekten, also Broschüre und Flexidisc, sowie in deren Einheit voll und ganz jener immersiven Qualität entspricht, die Helicotrema jedes Jahr aufs Neue an den Hörtagen entfaltet. Wie sehen Sie das?
Thank you, Isabella. Thank you for your question. So, when we started thinking about making a book on Helicotrema, we were trying to grasp the perfect perspective on how to share what we have been doing for 9 years. So, one of the qualities that Helicotrema has is that it is a bottom-up do-it-yourself festival. So it's not a festival that was created for public engagement or fundraising or to have a different cultural format to offer to a particular city, but actually it's a kind of enterprise that we start again and again every year, creating new networks and new contacts every year. So we wanted to share this attitude, and we thought that a very good example could be to create a book that was a kind of manual, a kind of manual to create your own Helicotrema, if you would like. So with this idea in mind, we went back reading again a very important book to us, that is Enzo Mari Autoprogettazione, where the Italian designer created a book so you could build your own table, your own chair with his design. So over this layer of creating a do-it-yourself book about the festival, we wanted also to create a very immersive book that could blend a little bit the difference between author and reader. So we started thinking about creating a book written just in second person. So all the texts inside Helicotrema start with "you should care about listening, you should care about creating a space for listening, etc., etc." And this strategy, actually, it's a kind of an hypnotic way of getting people inside our process of thinking and getting the right quality out of the festival. So yes, our book tries to be very immersive by creating this kind of invisible bridge between the reader and us. But also we have chosen Marcos Lutien's audio piece that is printed in a flexi disc that is attached to the book, because Marcos Lutien's is an author that works with hypnosis. And we were very intrigued in this idea of having a text that talks to you in a very direct way. Almost it blends like kind of a diary, kind of self process of the festival, but also autoanalysis and kind of a confession also. So we were very intrigued by this idea of putting together a text that is based on the word "you" and actually this hypnotic session by Marcos Lutien's, where the audio almost disappears while you start listening to the voice of Marcos, and you are really brought to another place, another way of listening, another feeling of being in a place.
Whenever you're ready now, I'd like you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and sense yourself lying down on the track. Perhaps you can feel the earthy red surface under your hands, under the tip of your fingers. Perhaps you've become aware of the staggered start lines, numbered from 10 to 1, one number for each lane. I'd like you to see the number 10 clearly now, a white 10, on a red background and just allow yourself to relax as you listen to the sound of my voice. Lying there resting in lane 10, I'd like you to imagine yourself now lying in lane 9. And with each number, you're feeling more and more relaxed. Lane 8 in time, slowing down more and more. Lane 7. And even more relaxed now with every breath. Lane 6, lane 5, almost halfway down now. Just feeling so incredibly heavy, you're back on the red surface. Almost as if you're sinking into it. 4, 3, 2, and 1, all the way down now, more relaxed than you've ever been. I'd like you now to imagine yourself holding a white pole in your hand, a very long white pole. Feeling its smooth surface, and it's almost as if you could be sleepwalking. Sleepwalking along the rusty red track, or even sleep running. Your feet somewhat glued to the surface and yet advancing faster and faster, 16 paces faster now, 15, 14, 13, 12, speeding even more now, 11, 10, 9, 8. The pole out in front of you, holding it now steady, 7, 6, 5, 4, and aiming it down now into the box, 3, 2, and 1. Your jump foot lifting you as your drive knee propels you upwards and all your energy is transferred into the pole, lifting you higher. The pole, the body is one as my swing leg drifts upwards too, feeling so incredibly lightweight. The lightness of a child's balloon in the playground, and I feel myself soaring. Feeling the soft blue atmosphere gently embracing me as if perhaps I'm floating in a hot air balloon, looking down at the tiny athletic venue far below me. Looking down at the tiny athletic venue far below me. Others lying on the ground, resting, dreaming, drifting, and as I feel the heat of my face, the hot air lifts the fabric even higher, merging into the colors of the balloon. Each balloon with its own insignia, its own colors, its own patterns, which I can see now so clearly. As I'm being carried away, 3, 2, and 1, seeing this shape or form or figure so clearly marked on the balloon as I dream and drift through the air, holding this image in my head a balloon so light and airy and free. And as I'm dreaming and drifting, I'm slowly letting go over the long white pole in my hands. And feeling myself now sinking deeper and deeper into the track, the dark red cinders of burnt earth around me, giving way so soft and malleable as I sink deeper and deeper, going further back, my back sinking more and more. Back, all the way back in time, feeling and sensing the earth crumbling, time spinning backwards, 10, 9, going further and further back now, 8, deeper and deeper into the ground, 7, dreaming and drifting now, 6, allowing time to go further and further back, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 now, all the way down now. And now finding myself here in the palestra. Finding myself here now in the palestra. All the way back. My body oiled down. Naked. My feet on the earth and my hands gripping this other body. This other self. Fighting, grappling with this other body that mirrors itself, myself, this other me. My hands locked in to my mirrored hands, my body locked in, combat with myself, feeling the opposing forces within me, the sense of self-betrayal, of self-sabotage, of self-hurt, sweating, the tears running down my cheeks, the sweat, the tears drenched, my mirrored body's oily, embraced in this struggle, embraced in this struggle of hate, of love, of contradiction, of love, of contradiction, of unity, melding, melting together. Sobbing, laughing, crying, dreaming and drifting. And gradually coming back to myself as I lie here now in this stadium listening to the sound of my voice. In one piece, reconciled. And in a few moments, we just kind of drift back and feel and sense how the pole and the balloon and all those elements that we encountered are just floating and dreaming and drifting away in some part of our mind. The earth, the palestra, and all the way back now. And in a few moments, I'm going to slowly count up from 1 to 10. And in a few moments, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you'll be wide awake and back in the space you started from now. 1. Slowly coming back in your own time now. 2. Allowing everything to come back to normal. 3. Feeling your body weight coming back now. 4. Remembering all you choose to remember and just letting go of anything you want to forget now. 4. Coming back now in your own time now. 5. Almost all the way back now. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake now. Wide awake.